the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Hello.
What?
I said hello.
Buongiorno.
Ah. Hola. We only speak Italian today, Roy.
Okay.
Loren had her first Italian class last night.
I did. And there was a moment where I was sitting in my truck outside of Myers Park High School, because that's where our class is, going, I don't think I can do this.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, not only was it, you know, it's a scary thing to start school for the first time. I feel like a high schooler.
Did you have a good outfit on? You were all set?
I wore what I wore to work yesterday. Uh-huh. But there was a moment where I was like, I'm too tired for this. Like, I'm not going to retain anything. I can barely speak English today because I'm so tired. Like, there's no way I'm going to retain anything in my Italian class. And I mean, I don't think I did too bad. They went through like the alphabet last night and like how many vowels there are and how many letters in the alphabet. And then like if something was, you know, a T-I-O-N, what it translates to and that sort of thing.
So you got right into it.
Yeah.
How many hours were you there at Italian class?
Two. Seven and nine. And he went every bit of the 2 hours. It was like 9:05. I was like, all right, wrap it up, sir.
You paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about looking at some classes, too. And, like, one of the, for real estate, and one of the classes I saw, like, doesn't end until 9:30. And that's the only, because outside that, I'm not a student.
Right.
I have to take night classes. And so I'm like, I'm not staying up till 9:30.
For sure. And
you could bail.
But here's what I thought was going to, like, when I was in school, if we had, like, a 2 or 3 hour night class, you were there for, like, an hour and a half. At the max.
And then
like
they let you go?
You were usually out of there in like an hour and 10 minutes. So I was like, oh, cool. I'll be out of there by like 8:15. I'll be in bed by 9. No.
Yeah, just every bit.
Every bit. Well,
hey, I took a class in college. It was a theater class, and it was from 8:30 to 11.
Dang.
8:30 to 11?
But that's because we would go to Broadway shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they had, but we...
That's kind of cool, though.
I was there for a whole semester. I did this class, and I think we only went to like 5 Broadway shows. But other than that, there was like, you know what? 10 classes that were at this college, but it was awesome because nobody else was around.
That's was it a theater cool. appreciation or was it actual
theater?
Yeah,
it was like theater appreciation. Okay. Like we went and we saw Rent.
Yeah.
We saw Cats. I was in charge of social activities while we got to the city, when we got to the city and bus seating.
What do you mean?
You had to run the bus seating chart past me.
You were just the clown, weren't you?
No. I was just like, I was friends with everybody. I was friends with the people that were.
You were the social coordinator.
I was the social coordinator because I was at the head of the radio station at the time, Roy, and a lot of these kids were communications majors, but they all didn't know each other, and I knew everybody.
Okay.
So I was like, well, here's what we're going to do for the seating chart.
Okay.
I'll be all the way in the back.
Of course you will.
Naturally.
So you can cause the most issues and no one take notice.
Right. And I kept lifting up like the emergency thing and going,
oh, I would have killed you.
I don't know. It's loose. I don't know what's happening.
Every bump.
There was
overly yelling at when you hit bumps going, ow.
There was a guy sitting behind me last night in class and I was thinking of you, Mani, because he was tapping like he was going.
Oh, God. Oh, really?
For like 3/4 of the class. Yeah. And I like, there was a point where I was like, should I just turn around and be like, hey.
Any fans in the class?
I don't know. I mean, I got there started and enrolled as 9 o'clock rolled around.
Everybody was talking. No breaks?
No breaks.
Whoa. No breaks. No.
Everybody was talking to each other in Italian. Loren had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, you brought in some audio of the teacher talking nonstop Italian. So how did you understand what he was saying?
As soon as I walked in, the full class was in Italian. So, you know, he like asked me my name and I'm like, I kind of was half paying attention as I walked in. I know a little Italian. And, I looked at him and he repeated it and I was like, mi chiamo Loren. He goes, Laura. And I'm like, no, Loren, but my name translates to Laura in Italian.
Does it though?
Yeah, I guess.
Your
I don't
name's
know.
Loren. Does it really, like, what are they going to come up with Roy? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, my buddy Doug was Diego.
That's stupid.
I'm Esteban in Spanish.
That's Victor in German. Victor in Spain when I took Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, my first Spanish class. And that was the same thing that he did with you. I walk in, it's Spanish 1, the beginners, and my Miss Martinez is talking in Spanish. And everyone around me seems to understand her but me. They're like able to like even respond back with their name. And right. I'm like, what's como estas mean? I don't even know what como estas.
Slow this class down.
Yeah. Is there a book I was supposed to read before I got here? Because I don't know crap.
And it was definitely like all levels last night. Because there were people that were like first generation American and they're parents spoke it, and then there were people that are going next year, and you know there was one guy who was doing a marathon I think this at the end of this year, and he knew as much as I did.
How many people?
It was a full class, probably 30 people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
really?
Yeah,
holy cow, that's a lot more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you had your first class jitters sitting outside.
I did.
Nervous.
What if I don't fit in?
Yeah.
I mean
there's got to be a click.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was never like, even when I was in college, like I never was there to socialize. I would always do my stuff and leave.
I went to socialize. So I went out when I was looking at the real estate classes. They of course have like real estate schools, but then they also have the college. And I'm like, oh, if I'm taking anything, it's going to be at the college. I want to be on campus.
Yeah, yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, and then I went yesterday after I left here because I was like, oh shoot, I need the book, and I didn't have it. So I drove all the way to campus, and the bookstore was closed.
Oh, my gosh.
After the class?
No, after I left here yesterday. I got like halfway home.
Get a book.
And I was like, oh, I forgot my book.
Nah, perfect. Perfect way to start your collegiate career again.
I know.
Forgetting stuff. Didn't bring pencils.
Mr. Johnson, I forgot my book. Yes, this is what he wants to hear from a 31-year-old in the class. Excuses right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Loren. At 6:50-ish, the audio producer Nicole says should be in so that we can hear some of your Italian class last night.
Okay.
Loren recorded an hour and a half of it.
Did you really?
Yes, I recorded the whole class. It's in two parts, but I was so tired last night. I was like, I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to this anyway because I'm going to retain nothing.
Wow.
Well, I heard it kind of sounds like The Bachelor. The audio's not great.
Oh, good.
Speaking of school and buses and all that, did you guys see the CMS buses kind of had a crazy schedule, as they do every first day of the year?
Trying to figure it out.
But I guess some kids didn't get home till like 7:30 last night.
Ooh. How does that happen?
Dude, and one
saw somebody got on the wrong bus.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. Buses just don't know their routes. They don't know the best, most efficient way to get from school.
But I remember back in the county, they would, like the week before, practice their routes. Did they not practice them here?
I feel like they didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they did. But all I know is I was watching the news last night at 6 o'clock. At 6:15, I'm eating with Dean, and the guy's like, The reporter's like, now CMS is asking everyone to please be patient. Some students may not be home until 7:30 tonight.
7:30? Oh, my God. Now,
but mind you, they started school at like 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Did the school bus pick up Dean?
No, Dean doesn't go until Thursday.
Oh, why?
Because it's a staggered start, they call it, for kindergarten.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he goes Thursday, then he doesn't go again until Tuesday of next week for real.
Okay. Now, I've always wondered how they did the school bus. Do you have to go to a drop-off location and then all the kids get on the school bus there?
Yeah, but Dean's not taking the school bus.
Well, okay.
I wish he would, but Amanda doesn't want to get it because to catch the school bus.
He's kind of young for the bus.
Well, that's what she says, too, but I was like, start him young.
Yeah.
It's awesome. To catch the school bus, he has to be out at the stop at 6:30, whereas I think if she drives him, she can get him there at like 7:20 or something like that. Really, it's that much of a difference.
Interesting.
Will he go 5 days a week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering because you started on a Thursday and then he doesn't go again until Tuesday.
So his buddy Sam starts Wednesday, kindergarten, different teacher. Dean starts Thursday.
Okay.
I remember the school.
Let's make it real complicated for parents.
I know. They really do.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I get all these emails and I got a phone call like from Union County Schools last night from their superintendent being like, hey, what a spectacular first day.
Oh, I just got a call from Union County, too, yesterday. So I got a new cell phone number, and the previous owner name is Melvin. And Union County called me and asking if Melvin can be a substitute teacher.
Oh.
And I'm like, there's already a teacher that needs help. Already?
Yeah, that That's awesome.
I'm like, it just started.
This whole teaching thing is just not for me. You know, we talked to first-time teachers yesterday. Some people might have gotten the jitters.
There's already a need for a substitute.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, we got a ton to get to. 8 a.m. Make sure you are ready to call in with the commercial-free cash numbers that we gave you yesterday at 8, noon, and 4. Add those three numbers up, and that's the total amount you're going to win today. I heard the AJ number was high.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It was a big number.
Big fan.
We'll get into that. We're going to talk. Loren, I want to run this past you. Little ways that women treat themselves in a non-expensive way.
Okay.
We'll get into that. The most annoying email phrases that we have in our work emails, like per my last email, for instance.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for the double email.
If you look at my last email.
Yes, that's all on there.
At the end of this week, we'll circle back around. Oh. That's another one I hate.
We'll get into that. Plus, we're going to tell you why science says, and maybe we need to test this theory, science says it is impossible to buy only one thing at Target.
Agreed.
We'll tell you why science says that coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Oh my gosh, you guys have to be with us at 6:50 this morning. We are going to play the audio of Loren's first Italian class last night that she's taking. And it's already, like, I'm already hearing clips of it. It's already tremendous. We're all going to learn Italian together on Loren's dime. Every Tuesday at 6:50, we'll have a review. We'll all be speaking Italian. 8 a.m. this morning, your shot at commercial-free cash. Don't forget about that. Okay, little ways that women treat themselves, Loren. This is according to Yahoo. They did a survey, and they said, you know, you don't have to go for those big luxury items. These are just little things. So tell me if any of this is the way that you like to pamper and treat yourself.
Okay.
Roy, you chime in as well.
Okay.
Getting into a bed with fresh sheets.
Oh, I love that. Well, I do love the fresh sheets, but I like to make my bed.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Sterling's in it. What, do you make it around him?
No, I make it before I get into it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, before you get in?
Yeah.
See, our bed gets made as soon as the last person gets up.
Hold on a second. Why would you make the bed then get into it?
I know.
Makes no sense.
It's more comfortable.
Why?
Because everything's nice and tight and made. I don't know. Sterling doesn't make the bed.
Okay. So, neither do Amanda and I.
So I have to do it when I'm going to bed. I know that sounds really strange.
It is. Tremendously strange.
Yeah. What do you guys do?
We didn't even get past the first one to start.
You're very distracted today. You're easily distracted.
I'm on medicine because I have a cold.
Yeah.
So I'm on like Sudafed or something. God only knows what's going
to
happen.
I make the bed and then I get into it to go to bed.
All right. We'll have to visit that another time because that's unbelievable. Little luxuries that women like to do to pamper themselves, perfume or a beautiful scent.
Yeah.
So do you know what you like or do you prefer like Dallas to buy you something?
Oh no, I know what I like.
I think that's strange.
This is going to sound, interesting. I don't like to receive gifts unless I've told you. You know what I mean? Like, if Dallas is buying me something for my birthday, I would rather just tell him what I want for my birthday than him try to pick something out.
Amen. I love that. Amanda's the same way.
Okay.
Because Amanda's picky. And
yeah,
she's like,
me too.
I'll just buy me this.
Right.
And so she'll give me three options. I'll buy one of the three. That's what we did for her push present. She wanted perfume and a bag and a trip to the Bahamas, but.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's for a wedding that I have to go
say,
to.
Don't you guys have a wedding coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, but that counts. The smell of a scented candle. Oh. Taking off the bra at the end of the day. That's a little easy way that women treat themselves.
Amen, sister.
A bubble bath at the end of a long day. A new cheap purchase, i.e. picture frame, candle, something small, Loren.
That retail therapy, though.
That's right. So those are little luxuries, and I'm glad we did that because now we know that Roy makes his bed before he gets into it.
I do, and I love candles. Love them, love them. When I go to Bath and Body Works, you would think I'm in heaven.
How many candles do you have around the house?
I got three big candles, and then I got the wall plug-ins everywhere.
You constantly light them?
Just about every day, yeah.
And they all work in coordination with each other?
Yeah.
Or do you light one, and then the next day you light another?
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends.
Amazing. The inner working. This was supposed to be about you, Lorraine, and what the girls do, but I'm really.
Seriously.
I love mahogany teakwood, man.
The inner workings of Roy and what goes on in that apartment.
Yeah, mahogany teakwood's a good scent. It's a good manly scent.
Real quick, the most annoying email phrases per our last email, according to Thought Starters. That's annoying.
Yeah, that's a snotty email right there.
Per our conversation is annoying.
Yep.
Any updates on this? That's a big one for me.
Yeah.
I'm big on updates.
Whenever, if you just read down, there's probably four updates. He just hasn't read it.
Please advise is on the list, as previously stated. Reattaching for your convenience.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's backhanded right there.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't read my first email, so I'll reattach it.
Yeah.
There's a guy at one of the radio schools, and he emails me, and his signature is forever grateful. And I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty
forever
cool.
Forever grateful.
Yeah, I might get into that.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I used to go with Fondly.
Fondly?
Yeah. Or Cheers.
Cheers is good.
Fondly sounds creepy. I don't want anyone to fondly me.
Okay, relax.
Not fondling.
Wow.
All right. Real quick, Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right. So Emma Watson, we've all been wondering what she's been up to since her successful role in Beauty and the Beast, but we no longer have to wait. There is a Little Women movie coming out, and she will star opposite of Meryl Streep. So that's due to come out on December 25th. You'll have that for your Christmas plans. And John Goodman, he is giving us a little look into the Conners. But first, he said, you know, he was really depressed after the cancellation of Roseanne. He doesn't think that she's a racist. He thinks that it just came off that way, and she's been constantly trying to defend herself with the shocking tweet. And he did imply that Roseanne's character will be dead on the Conners.
Mm.
So first look into that. And Jay-Z and Beyonce, they did not want to press charges against the man who rushed the stage. However, the cops were not so forgiving. The man was charged with disorderly conduct and simple battery as well.
Why?
Well, he made his disorderly conduct. He went past a barricade and onto the stage.
Yeah, but...
And then simple battery, he went after Jay-Z and Beyonce. He ran after them.
The venues got their own set of laws.
Do they? You know, okay. I'm like, rules, how can you get in trouble for just like... That's like we try to get our producer, Joaquin, to take our cutout to get on America, Good Morning America.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, blow past the security. What can they do?
They'll just throw you out.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not like a law.
I mean, like I said, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they didn't want to press charges, but it was the police that did it. So coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you, Charlie Puth is really hard on himself, and I'll tell you why he thinks he stinks.
Thank you, Lorraine. Up next, we're going to talk about why science says it's impossible to buy one thing at this store. We'll tell you which store coming up in 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Coming up in less than 15 minutes... We're going to all hear audio from Loren's first class last night. It was back to school for everybody in the Carolinas as of yesterday, and including our very own Loren. What class are you taking?
Italiano.
Mm-hmm. And it's not online, y'all.
No.
She actually goes.
And it's a full 2 hours.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here in just a minute.
Okay, I can't wait to talk more about that. Dude, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, we need a lot of time. Yeah, we need a lot of time. So we'll just blow through this real quick because I did want to mention that science, not just target shoppers and not just target employees and people who work in the corporate world at Target, but science says it's actually impossible to buy only one thing at Target. You can't just run in and get one.
I believe it.
I mean... A professor of marketing at the New York University, a school of business, says the stores know what path shoppers take so that they can cross-sell products by displaying them right next to each other. And we listen because Target tells us we need something, and damn it, they are usually right.
Let me tell you something. They have the bags right across from the swimsuits, and the swimsuits are there when you first walk in. Nah, I'm not a Target for a swimsuit. I'm there for, like... wipes and maybe a pack of diapers, right? But I walk in and I'm like, maybe I do need a new swimsuit.
It's talking to you.
Then I buy the swimsuit and I'm like, I need a beach bag to go with this. Well, I look across the way and there are the bags.
Huh.
Stores have product displays that show us how things will really look in our homes. And Target has revamped their home department.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so funny. I never thought of that. But even if you're standing in line at Target, if you turn around and look behind you, if you're just waiting to get check out, they have that stuff, too, according to this guy, so that you can leave the line and go and get it because you need it. They're telling you need this stuff.
I don't think I can.
Isn't that bullying?
I don't know. But if you can walk into a Target and spend less than $50, like, I need you in my life.
Yeah. I know I always like to check out those little $1 bins in the front. You know, the one when you first walk in, those little cheap bins. I love looking through there. There's sometimes really good finds. In fact, I followed this. This is not, I don't mean to plug this person on Insta, but they do, there's this an account called Target Does It Again.
Mm-hmm.
And they post like the really cool things you find at Target.
That's cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Although they've recently sold out to, you know, you can now pay for your product to be posted. And I'm like, oh, you sell out.
Well, Amanda at Target won't use anything that's not checked out by the Cartwheel app. Like, she scans everything on that Cartwheel app to see if it's on sale.
The hell's the Cartwheel app?
It's their app.
Oh,
the
really?
The Target app is called the Cartwheel app, and you can get additional savings.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Get on that.
I've heard of it. I've never used it.
Yeah.
Because it won't be publicized, but when she scans it, she's like, oh, good, this...
So they probably incorporate, like, the product coupons on there as well,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Real quick, producer Joaquin, we need you on this, so jump on that microphone right there. Loren, you were just talking about Fortnite off the air, and I want you to tell everyone on the air what you said.
So I went to get my nails done yesterday, and I was sitting next to these four women, and they were talking about their third graders and what a problem Fortnite is for them as parents and how they have to take it away. And the kids charge like $100 on their credit card for like skins. And the one woman's fighting with her credit card company saying, no, I didn't make those charges. And then come to find out her third grader did it. So she has to take away, you know.
Oh, man.
So
it's an addiction for these kids.
That's exactly what they were saying. And they were saying that when they take it away, it's like a detox and the kids are really bad for like 3 days trying to figure out how to get it back. It's the only thing they can think of. And then after that point in time, it kind of like falls off.
So third graders and 20-year-old somethings like Joaquin play Fortnite. So what is this thing? There's, I guess, the internet's all in an uproar because there's a giant purple cube that is suddenly moving around in the game.
Yeah, so they had like a actual like summer tournament like a few days ago.
Right.
And whenever the season's changing, which means the map's going to change, something weird happened. So like last season, a rocket shot up into space and cracked open the sky. A meteor fell for season two. So all of a sudden, there's been this big bowl of lightning.
Seasons?
Yeah, there's seasons.
Like a TV show?
No.
Oh,
the
season,
fall, summer,
ask.
Winter.
Yeah, kind of like that. It's just basically the seasons mean the map's about to change.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's been like this huge bolt of lightning, and all of a sudden during the tournament, the lightning hit this cactus that's been striking like the whole past week, and it turned into a big cube. And now that cube's starting to move around everywhere, and so everyone's trying to figure out what the theme is for the new season.
The only thing I know about Fortnite is every time I play it, I get killed like within 2 seconds.
That's why I've never once played it. I'm so bad at
I have no
games.
Desire.
Yeah. I mean, I wish like there's like a tutorial area where you could try to get good because you're already, and there's some 8-year-old across the country that the moment I spawn into the map, boom, I'm dead.
So frustrating.
Dead, you know.
How much money have you spent on Fortnite? Like,
I've actually not spent any money.
No, good for you. You're an expert.
Well, parents, take notes, especially if your kid is using PlayStation or Xbox. Just get them gift cards at Christmas and stuff, and only let them use those to buy stuff on the system. So don't ever hook up your credit cards or PayPal to it.
This poor lady
that way
didn't
you
even
don't have those $100 charges.
She didn't even know how her credit card got attached to it. She's like, I don't
know. Kid stole it in the night.
She's like, I'm so oblivious.
Oh my gosh, Fortnite. All right, quick break. We come back. We all jump into Loren's Italian class from last night.
I have so many questions.
She brought us audio. It's delightful. Don't go anywhere.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before
7:15
to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to
you
all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen
every morning. Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car. I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So there you were last night.
There I was.
Actually at a class, not in front of a computer.
Yes. And there was a moment in my car where I was like, I can't do this. I'm not going in.
You were scared.
I was scared.
Were you scared, like, the fact of learning or the fact that you're going to have to socialize?
I mean, I graduated college in 2006. It's been a minute, you know? So it's one of those things where you're sitting there, you're like, can I do this again? Like, and it's a whole nother language, by the way. It's not like I'm going to learn a class in English.
Right.
And I was so tired yesterday. I was like, I can barely speak English today. Like, there's no way I'm going to retain anything in this Italian class.
I like you're already talking with your hands like this. You're doing your fingers together.
I just did that. Yeah.
You're already doing the Italian. You already look Italian, act
yeah.
Italian.
Yeah.
So your first day of school.
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he play, like, a video of Jersey Shore? I mean,
no.
Did you...
No.
To get you to learn Italian, I'm going to show you Jersey Shore.
Well, you
authentic
know,
culture.
By the way, no, you walked in and there was really like no English. Like he started the class in Italian. You walked in, he was like, benvenuto, come si chiama? And I walked in and I kind of wasn't, I was half paying attention. So I was like, oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? Mi chiama Loren. I was like, my name is Loren, you know?
See, I would never have known. I mean, because if I'm taking a class.
Yeah.
I would walk in with no knowledge, expecting to, you know, get knowledge,
yeah.
And I would not be able to even... That's exactly what happened to me in my Spanish class. She did the exact same thing, and everyone was like you, and they were able to talk back,
uh-huh.
And I was like, screw y'all, I don't know anything.
That's about the extent of my Italian at this point. Like, I know a couple words just from being in Italy the last couple years, but, like, my name doesn't even translate... like, you don't say Loren in Italian.
Right.
It's Laura. So
your first day of school, did you have a backpack?
I didn't, but I ordered one, and it's on its way.
And do you have to have a book?
Yes.
Like a textbook?
You do. So I've been trying all morning still. I guess you can download the book on the Kindle app, so I'm trying to do that currently on my iPad.
What did you use last night?
So,
you didn't have a textbook yesterday?
I didn't. I tried to go after the show yesterday to get it, so I drove all the way to campus, and the bookstore was closed.
At UNCC?
Yes. So
bookstore is closed.
What a start.
I had to, I went on Amazon, and they have the book where you can download it, but I didn't have the Kindle app last night, but there's a preview. You can use the preview, and it's got the first chapter in it, so that's what I used last night.
No way.
All right, here's a little audio from Loren's class last night. It's not great. She had her phone recording on her desk, so turn your radios up a little bit, and we kind of bumped it up, but give a listen.
You will be able to read Italian, to write Italian, and... Take a few words.
I told you it sounds like The Bachelor, Roy. That's how The Bachelor and the audio
hey,
is.
Hey, at least it's not windy.
No.
And I'm also concerned already by his what he's going to teach you. He says you're going to be able to read Italian, write Italian, and just speak a few words. What?
Well, he's teaching us the alphabet. There's only 21 letters, and there's, I think, 5 vowels. And he's going to teach us all that this evening.
Most importantly, eat Italian, huh?
I'm committing myself, but we got to hurry. Okay,
are
we ready to begin?
Yes.
Siamo pronti. A mixture of yeses and sees.
I'm telling you, the range of this class is, I've never spoken a word of Italian to, I'm like, first generation, my parents speak it to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so some people knew it, some people didn't.
Yes.
Was there any, please tell me there's somebody like super Southern taking the class.
Oh, there was.
Oh.
And it was awesome because I was sitting next to this husband and wife in the front and she's taking notes and like she understands and he's looking at her like, I hope you got all of that.
Yeah, that's a great, excuse me, sir. You ain't speaking the right language. You need to talk in English and then teach me Italian. That's what I'm going to do.
In Inglorious Bastards when he's learning
was doing that
Italian.
All weekend. He was
Gallarmi. He's real Southern.
I said what you said.
Gallarmi. All right, you want to hear some more?
Yeah.
All right.
Pronti. Are we ready? Siamo pronti.
Man, it's good,
Siamo right? Means we are. Because of my intonation of the voice, I said siamo pronti. So I just changed the tone of my voice and made the affirmative sentence into a question.
You get it, Roy?
If I was there just to be funny, I'd be like, is he speaking English? But he's clearly speaking English.
Can somebody translate what the heck he just said?
He's talking in English. Do what?
I said, siamo pronti. I could say example. I made an affirmative sentence, but if I change it to my voice, I say, siamo pronti?
Siamo pronti?
Now I'm asking you.
There you go.
So I say, siamo pronti?
Yeah, we're all going to learn Italian on Lorraine's dime.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You go to class. Tuesdays, we'll do a review.
Okay.
How much does this thing cost?
I think it was like $150 to
take
the class.
That's not bad.
And it's from now until December 10th.
Whoa, you got to go every week until December? Oh, you're at school.
I am.
Wow.
There's more. We'll play some more. Take a quick break, do a couple songs, come back. We'll play some more from Lorenz Italian class. Plus, we got to tell you about a mom who is making thousands of dollars a week doing something very physical with other men.
Hmm.
It's not cheating. Some people think it is.
Oh.
We'll discuss just after 7.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, your chance of free money, commercial-free cash coming up here less than an hour from now, 8 o'clock. We gave you numbers at 8, noon, and 4 yesterday. Hopefully you heard those numbers, you wrote them down, because at 8 o'clock, if you're calling number 9 and you've totaled all three numbers together, you could win that amount in cash.
AJ's number was huge yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So add that to our number and the number that Cameron gave you at noon, and you'll be rich beyond means.
Right.
Before we get into this mom who is doing something for extra cash, by the way, we would love to get the phones going right now and get you guys to call in and tell us, like, what's your side hustle?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for extra cash? How did you make a quick buck if you needed to get some money? 704-570-9595, because there's tons of different ways to do that.
I know. I remember back when I was in radio and I was minimum wage and I was trying to balance two jobs and pay bills. I would go to Goodwill's and buy Crocs for like $2 and then resell them on eBay for like $11.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
You're such an entrepreneur.
I was, man. It's like the one thing. Of course, this was what? When I first 2010, back when Crocs were a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to pay $11 for Crocs.
Pay $11 to get them out of my closet.
Right. So, but yeah, that was like my little thing that I would go do to make ends meet.
What's your side hustle? What did you do to earn some quick cash? 704-570-9595. We'll tell you what this one mom did. But back to Lorenz. We played a little audio of this a minute ago. Back to Lorenz Italian class from last night. There she was. Learning the alphabet now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wanted to play this clip because this is funny because he writes on the chalkboard, or it's not chalk now, is it?
No, it's a whiteboard.
Yeah. Roy, listen to this. Listen. This would make me and you laugh in class.
I'm going to write on the board.
Yeah. So loud.
And the poor guy went through like 7 different markers. None of the markers worked.
That's awesome. It's the first of the year, and they already got dried up markers.
But he's probably like, the kids are judging me. The students are judging me.
Yeah.
I should be more prepared.
Am I a brown noser if I take him a box of markers next week?
Yeah. Please do so.
All right, here's Lorraine in the class doing the alphabet in Italian.
Lorraine?
Man, good job, Lorraine.
Do it again. I want to see if you remembered.
That was so last night.
G D A F A Aka, and that's as far as I can go right
now.
Oh
boy.
Yeah.
Aka is H.
Okay, Jack, come on, get it.
Not bien. Very good, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I should come in and just translate out loud.
No, please don't.
Yeah, good crasher class.
Totally. You're not going to make it a semester without Roy and I making
it. So mad at you. Like,
why?
If I paid to take the class and you two were in it, like, just making a ruckus, I'd be like, stop.
We'd at least entertain them.
Yeah.
We're not doing a show in my Italian class, okay?
Come on.
What's this, Japanese? Come on, I thought this was Italian. You're not speaking Italian. Break his chops. There's more. We'll listen to more audio later on in the show. Congratulations, Lorraine. That's awesome. Awesome that you're taking an Italian class.
Thanks.
All right. So there's this woman who made big bucks doing something that's physical that some people would call cheating.
Hmm.
And we've heard of this around whenever it gets cold, wintertime.
Ah.
She makes big bucks cuddling strangers.
Now, when you say big bucks, do we know a dollar amount?
Yes, we do. $60 an hour just to cuddle. In total, she makes about $57,000, almost $58,000 a year. And it's strictly cuddling. And there's like little perks that she throws in too, like she'll throw in a cup of coffee or talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But she makes some money. Her side hustle is just cuddling.
Imagine if you're cuddling with her and you like start to tell her about your day and she's like, shh, I'm reading my book. You're cuddling. Like, I don't know. I mean, good for her for figuring out her niche market and going for it. But
yeah,
that's big money just for cuddling.
Right. But
Who are these guys paying that?
And like, aren't that's guys lonely. Still, you know, when they start cuddling, aren't they still creepy and want to...
I mean, are they expecting more, I wonder?
I don't know, but if somebody got excited while I was cuddling them, I'd be out! Get out!
Leave your money, get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your side hustle? 704-570-9595. Also, on the same breath, you could tell us, like, if you needed a big sum of money, what did you do real quick to get that sum of money?
Mm-hmm.
Text messages are coming in. Someone said from area code 704, I work full time at the bank. My side hustle is calligraphy.
Really?
That's cool.
I guess for like weddings and stuff?
Yeah.
Invitations.
I sell paparazzi jewelry. Everything's just $5.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Another person sells pure romance. I guess these are those...
Oh, pyramid schemes?
No, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, is that?
Oh, come on. Yeah. You know it's a pyramid scheme when your person that recruited you wants you to recruit someone else. It's clearly a pyramid scheme. And listen, it may make you a couple dollars. I'm not going to hate it, but it is what it is.
But don't you have to buy into those pyramid schemes?
Yeah, you have to like, give them like $200
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, so like you might make your money back.
I know that one time I felt bad for a friend and I ended up buying from his pyramid scheme.
Uh-huh.
Like every month I paid $20 for this box of tea I never used.
Just to help him out.
You know what though? I actually know someone, Frank Beamer's daughter, who was a coach at, Frank Beamer was a coach at Virginia Tech. His daughter is into that like Rodan and Fields thing, which is kind of a pyramid scheme. And she is so successful. She's at the level now where they've purchased like 2 cars for her. Like very successful.
So she must have recruited a lot of people a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, we use the word, you know, scheme and, you know, pyramid scheme, but, yeah.
It is what it is. You want me to draw a graph on how it works? It's going to look like a pyramid at
but
the
end.
But
you stay in it, though. Like, on pyramid schemes, don't you, like, bump up and then eventually you're out of it?
Well, it Isn't works under you. So people work under you.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
But you're still make
working,
the money.
Yeah. You're right. Still working for the person above you, but the people under you, you're reaping the rewards from.
Right.
What's your side hustle? 704-570-9595. Someone tweeted to at the MRL show and said they needed $1,000 fast, so they started selling their platelets from their blood.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My That's dad used to donate. You know, they do the In-N-Out blood. What do they do? When
plasma?
They separate plasma.
Plasma, mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Paris and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your side hustle?
I walked the dogs and also delivered food. I was able to make enough to pay off my car and then also pay off some debt that I needed so I could get into my house. So
good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
And did you do it at the same time? I mean, could you walk the dog and bring a food delivery?
No, I couldn't do them both, but I would often do them I'd switch in between both of them on top of my normal job as a medical assistant. So I was doing this for months, and now I'm taking a break because I got where I needed to be. But it was nice when I needed, something.
Mm-hmm.
And producer Nicole, thanks, Paris. Nicole, aren't you walking dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still doing it? Did you get put some money in your account?
Does it pay good?
And she's shaking her head. Yes. Yeah, thanks for joining the show. I'll put Patrick back on if you don't jump on that microphone. I'll put producer Joaquin on.
We just got a text message that says I'm a full time firefighter and my side hustle is a wedding singer.
Really, a wedding singer?
Yeah. When I was a kid and I needed lunch money, I sold Pokemon cards for $5 each. They're just coming in now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a side hustle for everything.
All right, we'll take your calls on that. Side hustles, what'd you do to make quick cash? 704-570-9595. Loren's got the dirty coming up.
I do. So Beyonce and Jay-Z aren't so forgiving. I'll tell you why they're pressing charges on someone coming up in 10.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
A couple people are hanging out on the phone, Lorraine, that want to talk to us about their side hustle before we get to your dirty.
All right, let's bring in Deepak or Deepak.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, how do you say your name, man?
Deepak.
Deepak. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what's your side hustle, buddy?
I love aquariums and I do clean them.
He loves aquariums and he cleans them.
Oh, someone's got to do that.
And that,
I know, like, people, you know, they love the aquarium, but they don't like to clean it up.
Yeah. Somebody tried to give me an aquarium for Cash's room, and I was like, no, I think I'll pass, but thank you, because I didn't want to clean it.
But now you know you have Deepak.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
What do you charge for, like, a cleaning? Like, how much can you make a week? Pretty good?
I would say, like, a couple of $100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
And you're working inside, so you're not in the sun and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I get to see a lot of beautiful aquariums.
You ever get bit by a fish, like a piranha, when you put your finger in there?
I don't know. People don't put piranhas, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Good point, Manny. Come on, don't be silly. Yeah. Sorry, dude. I'm on a bunch of Zequil.
I remember my parents would buy a bunch of sucker fishes. I don't know what they're called, but they would suck this. They clean the thing for you.
Deepak's enemy.
Yeah.
No, you still have to clean it.
Thanks, buddy. This is a funny text message that came in from 704. My side hustle is mowing lawns in my neighborhood. Single women and older women pay me extra if I cut their backyard shirtless.
Yes!
I started for just some extra cash. Now I've got 18 yards in my neighborhood.
How does that conversation happen? Be like, listen, I'll... if you pay me an extra $20, I'll take the shirt off.
Oh, no,
we tried to get him to come on.
Come on over to Alexander Lane. Hey.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
Leaking her street.
That's not my actual street. That's just the area. Yeah.
Everybody knows where I live. So that's already true. Been leaked enough.
Yeah. Ashton.
I love that you throw it out there.
Why? Why do you do that to me?
It's a beautiful building, Roy. Be proud.
It really is.
All right, Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, so Charlie Puth, he has a little problem taking a compliment. He says he doesn't understand when people say that they love his music so much and that they are so in love with it. He says, I think I suck. So I listened back to my stuff, and he's like, I can't fathom that because I find every problem, every issue with music that I've created, and I just had to learn to smile and say thank you.
Wow. He's awesome. Roy and I got to sit down and chat with him when he came here to the amphitheater. We went backstage where he's got his own recording studio in there. Just such a talented kid and really, really grounded.
Yeah. Ben Affleck is in rehab, and his estranged wife, Jen, is not letting him quit no matter what. She's very hands-on in this whole experience. And, you know, the first couple days of rehab are probably the hardest. She is standing by Ben's side through all of this. And, of course, she wants him not only to get sober for himself, but for their children as well.
Can we go back to Charlie Puth for a second?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on a thought.
Okay.
So Charlie says that he's so grounded that he knows that not everything he puts out is great.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't know why everybody loves his music. You know who I don't think is like that, who's probably the exact opposite? Timberlake.
Timberlake?
I bet you Justin thinks that everything he puts out is awesome. I kind of get that vibe from him.
Yeah, but
he put out that double CD a couple years ago, and like 10 songs were good out of like the 20, I thought.
Well, and even like his latest album, it's very different than what we're consuming on radio right now. So I don't know that that specific album will catch fire, but there's that,
okay.
You know,
but you see what I mean? Like, yeah. I have a feeling that he's like, what?
Oh, he you probably like that? Loves that album because that's his creative form, you know?
Sure.
But anyway.
Hmm. I just had to say that, Roy. Again, the Zequil.
Get off your chest.
Back to the dirty. Matt Lauer was spotted out, and he was telling fans that he'll be back on TV soon. Now, we don't know exactly what that means. There's no reports that he has anything in the works.
I think the court that he's going to settle his divorce has cameras in it. I think that's what he means by
Judge Judy. He's going to be in the latest episode of Judge Judy.
I don't know, but after that, I mean, that was a really high, I can't remember the number right now, but it was millions of dollars that they settled in that divorce. So maybe he has to go back to work at this point.
I eat morons like you up for breakfast.
I'm so sorry, Judge Judy.
And congratulations.
Good
is
for
an
you.
Order for Eddie Murphy. Him and his partner are expecting their second child. And by the way, this is baby number 10 for Eddie.
Number 10?
10 kids. Could you even name all 10 kids?
He doesn't even need to send his kids to school. Just build one.
I'm making he's got a classroom right here. They're all ages, though. I think the oldest one is maybe like 28, 25, somewhere in there.
A busy family right there.
That's his laugh.
That's your dirty.
It's like my grandmother had 11 kids, and I'm like, at any point did you decide to maybe take a year off?
Right. Or? They're busy, man. My dad had nine siblings. I was like, what? There must be nothing to do up in the sticks of Pennsylvania.
And by the way, back in the day when grandma and dad had kids, it was same baby daddy. Now, it could like Eddie Murphy, this is different baby mamas.
Yeah, he only has two with this.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even think of it like that. Yeah. Okay. Let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She's got 15 wins.
Five pop culture questions, Roy.
Yep, as we're getting back into the school rhythm, why don't you go ahead and call in on the way to school and take Loren down.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Whiskey River on Kiss
95.1. Hey, Shannon, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren this morning.
I'm excited.
If you beat her, we'll throw you a $100 gift certificate so you can go hang out with friends at Whiskey River at the Epicenter. So throw her out.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Loren is stepping on out. We are on Facebook Live. If you watch, you can go to Kiss95.1's Facebook page and watch us. You'll see that she's actually left the studio where she cannot hear these questions.
All right, Shannon, five pop culture questions. Let's see if you could take down the pop princess. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen revealed that their bond is very much like a marriage and a partnership. They've been best friends for 30-plus years, ever since they played a shared role as Michelle Tanner on what show?
Oh, how?
And Kourtney Kardashian split from her boyfriend, but her baby daddy seems to still be going strong with his girlfriend, who is the father of her three children.
Scott Disick.
Tom Brady hung up on another radio interview yesterday. What team is he the QB for that just lost to our Carolina Panthers last Friday?
The Patriots.
Chrissy Teigen had a powerful mother-daughter moment after seeing Crazy Rich Asians. Who is her husband?
John Legend.
And JWoww opened up about her two-year-old son's development struggles and is overwhelmed by the support she's received. JWoww plays on what MTV reality show?
Jersey Shore.
Oof. Good job. Very good. It's going to be a tough battle, Loren.
You flew through that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you get it right or wrong to the very, very end.
Okay.
All right. Let the drama build. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen revealed that their bond is very much like a marriage and a partnership. They've been best friends for 30-plus years ever since they played a shared role as Michelle Tanner on what show?
Full House.
Question number two. Kourtney Kardashian split from her boyfriend, but her baby daddy seems to still be going strong with his girlfriend. Who is the father of her three kids?
Scott Disick.
Question number three. Tom Brady hung up on another radio interview yesterday. What team is he the QB for that just lost to our Carolina Panthers on Friday?
The New England Patriots.
And question four. Chrissy Teigen had a powerful mother-daughter moment after seeing Crazy Rich Asians, which I heard is a great movie.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Who is her husband?
John Legend.
Question five. JWoww opened up about her two-year-old son's developmental issues and is overwhelmed by the support she's received. Mm-hmm. JWoww plays on what MTV reality show?
Jersey Shore.
Loren, you got them all correct. And by the way, I was a little weirded out at question number one.
Why?
The bond is much like a marriage and partnership. Can they just say our bond's like sisters?
They are sisters. They have to refer to something else.
I don't know.
All right, Shannon. All five correct. Not quite a win, though. It is a tie, so you know what I want to hear.
I'm Shannon from Mitt Hill, and I can't beat Loren, but I sure can tire.
Thanks for playing, Shannon.
All right, have a great morning.
You too.
Say hi to everyone in the Hill of Mint, which we love so much.
Right, because I love Mint, and I love
Hills.
That's true. All right, let's see. We got a lot of things on the show that we still have to get to. Giving you free money. We gave you three numbers yesterday at 8, noon, and 4. Hopefully you've heard them, because now all you have to do is add them up, and here in about 20 minutes, be calling number 9, and you can win that amount in cash.
But first, we've got to get to War of the Roses. If you or someone you know is involved in a personal trainer who comes to the house You've got to listen to this war because Steve thinks something's going on between Deb and her personal trainer. And this is a discussion that needs to be bigger, and we'll get into all of it. But War of the Roses, we test another relationship in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Steve, you want to know if your girlfriend Deb is the cheater? What's going on?
I'm at a loss, you know, and I don't want to just come out and, like, guilt her about it unless it's actually true. So I'm just trying to really just figure out what the heck's going on here. The short of it is she got a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
and really getting into working out and all. And I mean, I love it. I think it's great. But he comes to the house, and every time that he's there, she wants me out of the house.
Okay.
Sometimes I get it. You need no distractions. You want to just kind of get a workout in. I'm going to work out. I don't like being bothered and everything. I get it. This is our house. So, I mean, I live here too, and I don't want to have to leave all the time when this other dude's coming in to, you know.
See, like, because I'm very insecure when I'm working out. And I don't know if I would let Sterling watch me work out.
Yeah, that's kind of the first thing I thought of too. Is like, and maybe the trainer asks.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, can you clear the house so that we can get...
See, this is why I have cameras in my home.
Oh, my God.
No.
And initially, I got that. You know, I mean, I understood. I was like, you know what? It's fine. I don't mind. I'll kill some time outside and everything.
Yeah.
Is it at night or is it during the day? I mean...
You know, usually after she gets home from work, so it's about like, 7, 8:30-ish. That's kind of the timing and all. And I mean, it's just awkward for me because, I mean, this is like my downtime. And, I mean, now I'm basically being kicked out of the house right at the start of the night there.
But you for sure, but sorry, Roy, just because you're being kicked out of the house doesn't mean that you're being cheated on.
Well, no, but it is a little shady.
I don't know, but why would she openly kick him out and say, hey, there's another guy coming if she's actually cheating? Like, I figured if she was cheating, it'd be more sneaky. Like, you know, hey, I'm going to go to the gym and she's gone for 2 hours.
Right. I have reason to believe this guy's not a trainer at all.
Really?
I'm just kidding. We'll get to the bottom of it, though, Steve.
All right. Appreciate it.
We'll call Deb, offer her a man package, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do like a couple's getaway.
Oh, that's good. All right, so make sure, Steve, you don't say anything on the phone until we figure out what she puts on the note for the couple's getaway, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Deb, please.
Oh, this is her.
Hi, Deb. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm calling today because Flowers for You is opening a new division of our company, and we're doing an Instagram tag contest and giving away a couple's getaway, and one of your friends tagged you in our post.
Hey.
Yeah, we randomly selected your handle to get this man package getaway to the mountains. Is this something you'd be interested in?
Get out of here. Yes. Oh, my gosh,
that's
so cool.
Awesome. So I do have a mountain lodge for 2 nights. It includes champagne and dinner for two and a heart-shaped tub. Okay. I just need to know who you'll be sharing this package with, and then we'll call them next and deliver a little special message.
Okay. It's going to be kind of hard for me to get out of town.
Well, you'll have a year to use this package. Is that something you think you could do?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. I would like to send it to Scott. And you said I could write a message to him?
Yeah, really? we'll call Scott next and let him know that you won. You'll be sharing this with him. But what would you like us to tell him?
Yeah, what would you like him to tell him, Deb?
Dude.
Hello? Yeah. Who's on the other? Hello?
That's Steve.
What do you want to tell Scott, Deb?
Huh? Steve, only if we got that note, bud.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we need to know what else is going to happen with the note. She's going on a mountain trip with this guy.
I assume Scott is the trainer.
He's my personal trainer.
A little more than that, apparently.
Why send the package and the romantic weekend to Scott?
Baby, so sorry, but
you're sorry. How long has it been going on with this guy?
Like 2 months at this point of us spending time together outside of our workouts and stuff.
Okay, awesome. Wow, that's fantastic. Is everybody else known about this or something? Or, I mean, you know, I mean, you decided to just spring this on me, or you're going to hide it forever?
I honestly don't know how to answer that question, but I mean, I can't believe you would do this on the public radio. Like, why
you can't believe I would? Are you kidding me?
Steve reached out to us for help. He had some suspicions. Let me tell you something, Deb. I was actually on your side. I thought there's no way you're cheating. I thought you're just maybe insecure about working out in front of Steve, and you're trying to do what's best for your body. And I gotta tell you, I'm appalled that you would do this.
You're not in this relationship. You're not in this relationship.
I'm not in this relationship, but neither are you. You're in a relationship with Scott.
Yeah, apparently not. You're not in this relationship either.
No, Steve, I am still in this relationship.
Deb, you were taking another man on a trip.
Okay, you know what? I don't know what to say.
Yeah, clearly.
To people right now, but I mean,
you can start with I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
Is that enough for you, Steve, to take her back?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, you're about to sneak out on some week long trip without telling me? No, I don't think a sorry is going to cover it there.
It's called commercial-free cash. We go commercial-free every Monday. We've been doing it all summer long, giving away thousands of dollars on Tuesday. Let's see if someone stuck with us and listened to those numbers that we gave out, 8, noon, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Got to add them up, right? And then we give you that total.
All right, who is this?
This is Amanda.
And Amanda, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Charlotte.
Well, congratulations, Amanda. You've cleared the first hurdle. You're caller number 9.
I am so excited. I have been trying every week.
All right, so tell us what the numbers were and what your grand total is.
All right, 8 a.m., 238.
Yes.
Noon, 95.
Yes.
4 was 723.
For a grand total of?
$1,056.
That's correct, Amanda. You just won over $1,000.
Yes, that's so awesome. Thanks, guys. You guys are great.
Well, thank you so much. You don't have to butter us up.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Yes, I do. Thank you for having the opportunity.
What are you going to spend that money on?
That will go straight to bills.
Yeah.
Do some fun with at least a little bit of it.
Yeah, take 20 out.
Yeah. Maybe I can. Just don't tell anybody.
No, it's our secret.
$1,056 lands in Amanda's bank account. We just got to Venmo you, and then you're all set.
We don't do
love it.
I wish it worked that way.
I know. That'd be cool.
Put your Venmo account. I'll send it over.
So forward thinking.
All right, Amanda, thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening and hanging out with the MRL Morning Show. We love giving away money.
Hey, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Right, enjoy paying those bills. And believe me, everybody's electric bill, if you have air conditioning, is going to cost you a pretty penny this summer. So that'll help.
Yeah.
In your apartment?
Yes, sir. I keep my apartment at a cool 67.
That's ridiculous. And then he wraps himself up in a blanket.
It's got to be cold enough to wear a blanket.
You know, you can just skip a step.
Yeah, I know. And it's so strange because in the wintertime, I like my apartment to be like at 74, 73. But during the summer, I like it super cold.
Yeah, that is odd.
It's like during the seasons, my body's temperature changes too.
You're like a snake. You're cold blooded.
Yeah.
That's that.
And you should see him. I got to see Roy wrapped up in that grandma blanket.
It was in the heat of summer, man. Yeah. And I'm in my apartment wrapped up in a blanket. It's a comfort thing. It's like a security thing. You know what I mean? Like, you feel nice and cozy and safe.
I guess, but you're like 25, you know?
I like to cuddle too. Like, I can't go to sleep with it warmer than like 70. Like, it's got to be on at least 70 for me to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And get this, my shoes, when I get home, I immediately have to come off. I do not like to be walking around in shoes in my home.
Yeah, I think I do that too. And in fact, I get trouble because I just take them off and leave them wherever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They go in the laundry room, but.
Yeah, I get
Dallas gets in trouble too.
Mm-hmm.
You giving me that eye?
Yeah.
We're bad at that. I mean, Sterling's bad at that. We'll have shoes everywhere.
I know. Yeah, that drives me crazy.
The thing that drives me crazy, and we are going to talk about this War of the Roses here in a minute, but producer Nicole is going through the phones telling everyone that we already got a winner. Roy mentioned that he makes his bed to get into his bed earlier this morning.
Strange statement.
Every night.
Don't you agree, Lauren, that that's strange?
Yeah,
every
because night. The whole point in making your bed is make it look pretty.
During no one's day. Coming over to look at it. Now, if I had company coming over, I might make it up. But during the day, I don't need to make it pretty. But I love getting into a nice, tight, made bed.
How long does it take you to make the bed?
A minute. 2 minutes. I'm very fast.
You put the pillows on and everything?
No, he's not. He's just tucking like the bottom sheets in so that his feet, right?
Yeah.
And you're straightening the sheets. You're not like folding it down and putting the shams on and everything else.
No, no. I don't have like 7 pieces to my bed like fancy people.
It's, I have like 15.
Yeah, no. It's, yeah. There's sheets and a comforter. Like, that's it.
Takes Loren 10 minutes to get into her bed.
Yeah.
Once she gets into her bedroom, it takes her 10 minutes to get the pillows
off.
She
needs Google Maps to find her way into her bed. There's so many pillows. A duvet, whatever the heck that thing is. I'm still trying to Google it.
I do love
don't know how to spell it.
A made bed, though. Like, there's just something about it makes you feel organized to start your day.
I love it.
There's great things about clean sheets. There's no doubt about it. Clean sheets makes me have a better night's sleep. However, I hate doing it. I hate putting the fitted sheet on. I never do it right.
Oh, see, I knock out the fitted sheet with no issue.
It only goes one way.
No issue.
I always have it set the wrong way. I got to turn it 180 degrees. All the time.
Well, they say that you should mentally make your bed so that you have at least accomplished one task.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you at least feel accomplished. But I don't care about that. Okay. I don't need accomplishment in my life. But I do love every. I don't like to get in because if the sheets are too loosey goosey, they'll wrap around me while I'm sleeping and like get tucked in places. And then I'm pulling the sheets off the bed. It's a whole mess.
You look like a Roman emperor.
Dallas doesn't like his feet to be tucked in. So he pulls the sheet out of his side of the bed.
What?
And I have mine all tucked in. So by the end of the night, he's pushed his whole sheet over to my side and is just sleeping under the comforter. So I'm basically tied up in the morning.
Yeah, no, I have to have it tucked.
It's crazy. All right. Well, now that everybody knows our sleeping habits and what we do.
That riveting conversation.
Yeah. We apologize for that, but it was interesting that Roy makes his bed to go to sleep. Okay. War of the Roses that happened just about 10 minutes ago had Steve, who has been with Deb for 5 years, living together for 4. Deb kicks him out so that she can get with the personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And they were cheating. She sent this romantic weekend getaway to the personal trainer, and Steve's heartbroken over it. But I think the personal trainer, especially the in-home personal trainer when no one's around, is a terrible idea. What do you guys think? Would you agree, or do you think that's making too much of a generic statement?
Too much of a generic statement?
I don't know. I've had an like at-home trainer. So, but I mean, I had a female at-home trainer, but I could see, like, we worked out together alone in the garage. It's not like we were in the house. So I don't know. I guess if it was the flip side and it was a guy trainer, Dallas would probably be uncomfortable with that.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
But my gosh, we're not animals. We can control our...
Can we?
I hope.
I mean, here's Deb, who was in a 5-year relationship, and she couldn't control herself with this trainer. She had no intention of cheating before she met the guy, I would guess, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah, I think she said it was only going on for a couple months. Yeah, not that that makes it right, but...
If I was genuinely afraid that Sterling would cheat on me because there's someone giving him physical fitness... training, then there's a bigger problem with my relationship.
Okay, but the personal trainer is still the carrot that's dangled in front of him.
My physical trainer, I go to Functional Fit with Taylor, and he does some weird stretches that looking from a distance, you'd be like, what in the world is going on? But my boyfriend doesn't have a problem with that because he knows his... I don't know, man. I guess it's because I don't like to go to public gyms because I feel very self-conscious and insecure about my body. I would love it if we could do the workout to my home. That would be amazing to me.
Okay, let's throw it out there to you guys. You've heard our opinions. Do you guys have a personal trainer at the home no-no policy?
No-no policy.
And maybe you are a personal trainer and you're like, we're getting a bad rap here. But then I'd love to hear from personal trainers who have been solicited by people.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the world of personal trainers? 704-570-9595. If you use one and you feel like everything's okay, or if you've used one and you feel like it was awkward, we want to hear from you.
Kiss.
the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Let's bring in John, you guys. Hey, John.
Hello. Hey, how's it going, sir?
We're good. So we had a War of the Roses a little while ago where the personal trainer got in between Steve and Deb's relationship.
I heard it, man. That was crazy, dude. And you know what, man? It's an inevitable thing, my brother. You know, if you're not putting on that Batman cape in the bedroom every day, that's what's going to happen. You got to be that superhero. And if you're not that superhero, she's bored. And if she's bored, the first opportunity she gets, she's going to make a mistake. Somebody else looks like a superhero.
So you think it's the guy's fault for not serving her in the...
Absolutely. And another thing, number two, is being naive. You can't be so naive these days, man. Not even these days, just period, as a human being, you know? Like, my wife knows not to even ask me that question.
I would
not even respond, to be honest with you. I would just look at her.
But to be fair, John, you wouldn't ask her either if you could have a female personal trainer come to the house. It's an equal respect.
Absolutely not. That's not even a doable or viable thing. That's not something that you do.
See, I agree with you.
And then,
I think the whole thing's a bad idea. The personal trainer is just a carrot in front of you, man.
And you know what? To be honest with you, man, if he wants her to get in shape, work out with her. You know, you don't got to pay somebody out of your pocket to come work your wife out. Like, who does that?
That's the worst. I would hate it if Sterling worked out with me.
By the way,
I don't think she's working out for him. I think she's working out for herself. It just happened to go down that way. But here's the thing, and I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to give you some love on the other side, okay? Women don't just cheat because they're not receiving what they need in the bedroom.
Go ahead. Why women cheat. I'll cut you off right there because I'll tell you why women cheat. Women cheat because they see an opportunity for something that's fun. They see an opportunity to do something that they normally cannot do. So I say that to say this. If he's not putting on that Batman cape at the end of the day, he's not gonna get the respect he's looking for Anytime some other superhero comes through, she's going to be like, oh, that looks fun. He looks adventurous. He's got muscles. He can save my day, you know? And if she feels like she can get away with it, even more.
John,
are you done?
John, I got to tell you, I don't know how long you've listened to our show, but we typically don't.
You know what, man? I'm listening to your show because I'm riding with my kids to school this morning. It's a long ride. I've never heard your show ever before.
Do you like our show?
I've never heard your show before. It was just a ridiculous.
You didn't say you liked it or not.
It was ridiculous when I heard the dude act surprised about it. I can't believe you're going for a week with Scott. Like, dude. You got somebody kicking you out of your house that you pay rent for. So she can hang out with another dude. And then you're not even putting cameras in the house if you're suspicious.
Whoa.
It's just like, oh, my God, I think it's happening.
Do you have cameras in your house to see if you're...
I don't have cameras in my house, but I will leave my house and come back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you're smart, dude. John.
And we're going to see what's going on.
John, we get it. Like, there shouldn't have been cheating going on there. But
as a matter of fact...
I'm done.
You let him talk, Loren, please.
Clearly.
He wouldn't even want to come back to my house after the first training session. I'm going to look at him crazy. Like, you're here to do what?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, bud. You think the whole personal training thing is dumb.
Buddy.
Listen, here's the deal, John. You're new to the radio family. Right. A couple things that I love is that you interrupt Loren, and no one does that. And I think that's fantastic.
I don't know why, because I love...
He interrupts you, too.
I more than love when women try to act like...
What, like men don't cheat either?
Right. Yeah, like, it was just funny because she was getting ready to, you know, play the side for old girl, and it's not even right.
Buddy, nobody's saying she's right, but you won't stop talking long enough to hear the other side of the story.
I don't have to hear it.
Women are not the only people that cheat. Men do it, too.
But
cheating happens because you're not getting something in the relationship. It doesn't mean you're not putting on the Superman cape in the bedroom.
You're saying there could be emotional things.
Right.
So let me ask you a question, since you're a female. Do you feel like if she was 100% satisfied with her husband, that she would have made that move?
No, but you're making it sound like everything comes from the bedroom, and it does not.
No, I'm not saying everything comes from the bedroom. I'm saying
kids do.
The opportunity that you're giving her by not providing everything that she needs.
Right.
That's what I mean by being a superhero.
So we're saying the same thing. We're just
you got to put it out there.
You can't. Okay.
Right. Right. All right. Thanks, John. We appreciate it.
I call back every day. I like you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Hey, and you guys want to know what's the worst part? Is that what's his name? Scott? It's not Scott. Not Scott's the trainer. What's the other guy's name?
Yeah, his name is Steve.
Steve's paying the rent, bro. That's the worst part.
Yeah. What? Yeah, he's paying the rent.
How do you
Steve's
know that?
He's paying the rent.
And John's the landlord.
Because that's what
John knows.
Hey, that's what dummies like him do, bro. They pay the rent and get cheated on.
Yeah, it sucks. I had a buddy, though, that went to a trainer. And his wife would take her ring off, and he eventually caught up to it that, you know, hey, every time she goes to work out, she takes her ring off. And then, of course, she ended up having an affair with the trainer. That's why I don't like trainers. I have a friend with a personal. But, John, buddy, we got
to
go.
At the end of the day, I'm sorry, man. Let me get 10 more seconds. At the end of the day, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
I think we can agree there.
Right, what show do you normally listen to if you're not listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show?
I listen to Real Life, bro.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the car in the morning, what do you listen to?
I listen to music.
Yeah. Well, you should be. We're a talk show. You should call in and talk because you'd love to do that. You're really good.
Man, I like to give my opinion when I hear stupid things like that because it's just crazy. It's absurd. I can't believe that there's people on the earth that go through that.
All right. I think I'm naive because I still, at the even after hearing John's.
Thanks, John. See you, buddy.
Long
we have to go thing. To break.
I know we have to go to break. Thank you for telling me that, Mayer. But I still believe that there's nothing wrong with having a physical trainer. I'm completely secured in my relationship. And who knows? Maybe I'm an idiot and being cheated on every day. I don't know, but I like to believe that's not true.
Hey, Loren, great job with the dirty.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
What was your wedding drama before you even got to the altar? What was it that screwed up your wedding? 704-570-9595. The reason why we bring this up, Roy and Loren, is there's a bride in Canada who revealed on Facebook that she and her fiance have called off their wedding just a few days before the big event.
Ooh.
And she blamed it on the guests.
Too much pressure?
The guests were not willing to shell out $1,500 to attend the wedding.
Where was the wedding? Why so expensive?
Why do you need those people there?
Right.
It's a marriage between you and the other person, not you and 50 other people.
All these questions.
So, the wedding...
Are we asking you too many questions? Yeah, you haven't read the article yet?
Because I'm reading it again, because it doesn't say where the wedding was or why. This article is more about the fact that they wouldn't dish out the $1,500.
Well, it had to be a destination wedding if it's
$1,500. And hotels.
Yeah. Dallas and I wanted to get married in Italy on a cliff and on a Capri. And our families freaked out because they were like, well, we're not all going to be able to afford to do that, and then nobody will be there. And I was... like, that's kind of the idea.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. But so we ended up doing something locally to Dallas's hometown. And it was still a destination wedding, but it was an obtainable one that people could, drive to.
Yeah. So the bride revealed on Facebook that she and her fiance had called off their wedding because, like we said, the guests didn't shell out the required $1,500 to attend. And she goes on to write, "We sacrificed so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500. We talked to a few people who even promised us more to make our dream come true. So our request for $1,500 for all other guests was not effing out of the ordinary. Like, we made it clear. If you couldn't contribute, you weren't invited to our exclusive wedding. It's a once-in-a-lifetime party opportunity."
Oh, they're asking people to pay to attend. It's not a destination wedding. That sounds like, to me, like they're asking people...
To help fund it.
You know what? I had... a girl that I used to cheer with in Miami, and she started a GoFundMe account for her wedding and then ended up getting married at the Biltmore in Miami. Like, that's an expensive wedding.
I don't know. I have some strong feelings about that.
I did too.
So wait, just listen to this. So she posted this on Facebook and only got $250 in donations on a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
They said the bride eventually took the post down, but a few friends did comment saying... One friend said, "I have no words. You're out of your mind. What happened to you? Who the hell expects that amount of money to attend a wedding?
Yeah, yeah. That's out of line. And here's the thing. In my opinion, this is just mine, but I feel like if you can't afford to get married with a big party, then
if
either...
that's what you want.
If that's what you want, right. Then either don't get married or two... do something smaller. Like, I don't think
it's true, but I guess this bride asked their friends if they would help fund it and they said yes. Then when push came to shove, they didn't have them. They didn't show up with the money.
Like I said, my girlfriend tried to do it. I don't know who, I didn't contribute to it. I said, I don't even want an invitation now.
Right. Like, I want an open bar at my wedding. So I'm going to make sure
we'll fund that.
I'll save up so we have an open bar. Right.
Sweet. Yeah. I mean, Lorraine and I help fund that too.
Mark and Marion, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey, buddy, wedding day drama. What happened?
I forgot the wedding rings.
Ooh.
Please tell me you didn't tell your wife.
I had to.
Yeah. Oh, what do you get down the aisle? She'd be even more upset.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened? Where were they?
They was at the house, but actually we had some people. We loaned some wedding rings till we got back home.
Okay.
Somebody loaned wedding rings to you?
Yes.
But that feels like bad juju to me.
Why?
I don't know.
It really was. It was some bad juju.
Yeah.
Very bad. I assume we're not together anymore?
No.
Yeah, that might have been a sign, Mark, when there's nothing in your pockets that resembles a ring.
Yeah.
I know it sounds silly, but I do kind of believe in the magic of a wedding. You know, like the
Yeah, I hear you. What was your pre-wedding disaster? 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We're asking you what your wedding day, your pre-wedding day disaster was. Even before you got to the aisle. A couple in Canada had a bail on their wedding after they charged their guests, their friends, $1,500 to attend to help pay for the wedding. And they all said, I guess, on the front end they would pay. And then when push came to shove, they didn't. So the bride took to Facebook to basically browbeat the friends and wedding guests who bailed on the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. So we were asking what your wedding disaster is, and we're getting text messages to 704-570-9595. And someone said that they had they put their guest book out before their wedding, and they had a camera sitting there as well, a Polaroid camera. One of their guests dropped the camera, broke the camera, and then nobody signed the guest book. So they have nothing to like look back on their wedding.
Ugh.
And then someone else texted in and said that their wedding was in November and their bridesmaids all got their dresses altered and somebody's didn't fit last minute.
Oof. Oh, man.
Listen to this one. This is from area code 704. Before the ceremony, while I was out taking pictures, the staff was cleaning the bridal suite and spilled a cup of coffee on the carpet and didn't tell me. When I walked back down the aisle, I realized that my train was soaked in black coffee.
Mm.
That stinks.
Oh, man. What is your wedding disaster story? This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome. You're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, Manny. Hey, Roy. Hey, Loren. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Okay, so we had a friend. We decided to have a smaller wedding, so we decided to do it sooner than later, and we kind of invited everybody, and we had a friend who was not exactly super close, and they basically said that we were getting married way too soon. I didn't even feel like they were that close of a friend to say anything like that, and basically made a big stink and said that they would not be going. They did not feel comfortable with the idea of anything like that, and they kind of made us feel really bad. But you know what? We decided to get married anyway, and been super happy ever since.
Yay.
Good for you.
Good.
That is awesome. Good for you, Anonymous.
You know, my husband tells everybody that, listen, it's your wedding. Do what you want. There's one thing that's absolutely going to happen on that day, and it's you getting married. So somebody's getting married, and right. Who cares what everyone else thinks?
Right.
Oh, man, I need your husband to pep up my brides for my wedding.
Seriously. Well, we did a childless wedding, like a kidless wedding, because we got married on the point of a lake, and it would be dangerous at night to have kids out there.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we asked people not to bring their kids, and our family members were not happy with that.
Yeah,
but it's our wedding.
Yeah, I did the same because I had some cousins with young, young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you just didn't want to hear a cry as you're walking down the aisle.
No, we wanted everyone to have fun.
That's it.
You know, and
I don't want to hear the crying as we're walking down.
Hey, it's about kids, me. Yeah, but not to say kids can't be fun, but you just have to have an extra eye out. We wanted everyone to relax and be able to drink and, yeah. and just have a good time.
Yeah.
All right, this is Kristen and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. I'm actually from Asheville. I'm just down in Charlotte right now.
Oh, cool.
My dad got a liver transplant 2 weeks ago, finally, after 3.5 years, and I'm taking care of him.
Well, oh, congratulations. Yay.
Thanks. But I listen to a show up in Asheville on the app, but then I listen to you guys when I come down here, and they were talking about that story that you guys were just saying, and they said that she had mentioned she wanted to be like a Kardashian for a day. And that's why she asked for all the money.
See, that show got more details than we did on our article. I don't see anything on here that says about the Kardashians. Damn it.
Well, they could be lying. Everyone in radio lies. We all take stories and lie.
Yeah, and I also wanted to tell you guys, I'm an accountant. So when I got married after my husband proposed, what I did was I figured out the best year for us for tax-wise, you know, when we should file jointly, and that's when we went to the courthouse and got married, because I'm not going to spend a lot of money on a wedding.
That's smart.
Smart. Yeah, that's awesome. Smart. Kristen, you can listen to us on the app as well up there in Asheville if we don't come in clear. The Kiss 95.1 app. It's free.
Okay, great.
All right, take us with you. Have a good one. Stop cheating.
By the way, I'm so ticked off, and you were talking about how you didn't invite kids to the wedding. I'm so upset about this, and I don't really bring it up to Sterling, but he was invited to a wedding, and they didn't invite me. Because they only wanted to invite people that were in marriages.
Mm.
They like if you were going to do a plus one, they didn't want you to bring like your boyfriend or girlfriends. It had to been like a serious.
What did you bring then? They didn't give you a plus one if you weren't married,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, I don't think that's that crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
But like,
do
I'm
you
in
want
a
go
long,
to a wedding by yourself.
I'm in a long term relationship with Sterling, like. And I'm not like a weekend.
And right. I guess people have budget restraints, and people are like, hey, well, instead of us inviting people that aren't in relationships, we'll just cut it off. Like, only married couples we want to attend. And everybody has their right to do that, Roy.
I don't know, but I go back to the whole, then, if you can't afford it, then you shouldn't have.
Wait, hold on a second. Can't afford it for you or can't afford it for them?
Well, let's be, well, you're inviting everyone to have a good time.
They're not inviting everyone, though, because the cutoff is...
So well, you're say, okay, you would rather have people on. Come and not have fun? Do they just be by themselves?
That's probably what it sounds like. That's what they were okay with.
No, but
with.
Hold on. So if you have a budget, because Dallas and I did this, and we only had 50 people at our wedding, but it was like a fantasy football draft. No kidding. When we were doing our guest list, because I was like, I'll give you Aunt Shirley for Uncle Dad, you know. But it was one of those things where we felt strange excluding somebody's plus one. So we would have rather cut it and, you know, not done friends of the family, had let people bring the plus one instead of inviting my mom's best friend's sister.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think I follow.
So now Sterling's going to be talking with people that he may not really want to talk to because he doesn't have a plus one.
Well, don't go.
I can't go. I've literally been disinvited.
Yeah.
He even tried it. By the way, he asked to see, hey, by the way, I'm in a long-term relationship. I know that you only have a rule.
They still said no?
Yeah, I know you have a rule that's only for married people, and they still told him no. And so I told him, I'm like, well, just so you know, when we get married, they're not coming at all.
That's A, and two, don't get them a gift.
Like, they are on my list.
Laura and Rock Hill, real quick, what'd your brother do at the wedding?
Oh, hey, so my brother and my sister-in-law, when they got married, they were standing on this like wooden kind of a dock. It was in a field, so it was just to kind of make them a little higher than the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it came time for the best man to hand him the ring and for him to put it on his wife's finger, and he dropped it, and it went straight down between the cracks underneath this wooden plank. And everybody just kind of like looks around, and then the bride starts laughing, so then everyone else started laughing.
That's funny.
And her mom hopped up immediately and was like, here, you can use my ring, you can use my ring. So they used her ring for the time being, and then after everybody had processed out and was taking pictures and everything, some of my younger cousins lifted up the plank, and they were like, look, we found the ring. We found the ring.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a funny moment.
It was like some
a
TV show.
For a second.
Yeah, you have to laugh in a moment like that.
Thanks, Laura. All right, we're going to do a couple songs, then we'll come back. And if you didn't hear it earlier this morning, Loren went to her first class last night. We'll tell you what college course she's taking, and we even have audio from it coming up in 6 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Amanda from Charlotte won $1,056 this morning.
That's so exciting.
Just by listening to the MRL Morning Show and by playing our commercial-free cash game, which we understand has come to an end, but we are waking up and winning starting next week when we get back from Labor Day weekend.
Perfect. So we end one contest and start another.
It's awesome. Wake Up and Win is back with the MRL Show. Loren, tell everyone what you did last night.
I took my very first Italian language class, Italiano.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had a mini meltdown in my car before I went in because I was so nervous. And then pulled myself up and walked into class.
Did you, like, really prepare and get your pencils and get notebooks and do back-to-school shopping?
Yeah, what happened when you went back to school shopping?
The bookstore was closed and I couldn't get my book.
That's awesome.
So I had to go on, like, Amazon. Like, they have downloadable books, but I didn't know if it was the right book, so I just downloaded the... like the sample.
Sure.
And it's the first chapter. So I was able to hang for the first lesson.
Oh, it's so good.
You didn't have to borrow with somebody, you know, where you pull a chair over.
It would have been so embarrassing. And I had my glasses on so I could like kind of see the person next to me just to make sure I was on the right page.
So is it Intro to Italian? Is that what it's called?
Beginner's Italian.
Beginner's Italian. Mm-hmm. Where'd you sit in the class?
Like the very first row closest to the door.
Yeah.
First seat.
You seem like a first row student.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like first row, first seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'd be closest to the window, almost to the back.
Yeah. It was
this
pretty
way when
full
I got
when
bored,
I
could look out.
When you're bored, you can look out. You're paying to be there.
Yeah, I know.
When you weren't causing a ruckus in class, you'd be staring out the window.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about kids in college. I'm like, it's your bill.
Exactly. How dumb is that to not do well? So Loren took her class last night. It's not like she sits in front of a computer. As you just heard, she actually goes, and she brought us back some audio. Give a listen.
You will be able to read Italian, to write Italian, and speak a few words. Okay, and today I'm committing myself, but we gotta hurry. We gotta move. Okay.
Wait, is that a joke?
Are we ready to begin?
Yes.
Si. Siamo pronti.
Good, Loren, you're on it. She said
si. Well, so when we walked into the class, like that was probably about 20 minutes in when he finally started speaking, like, English translation to Italian, but you walked in and he immediately like said welcome and asked you your name in Italian. I was half paying attention when I walked in, so it took me a minute. I was like, mi chiamo Loren.
Siamo pronti. Pronti. Siamo pronti. Siamo pronti.
Siamo pronti. I said right now. I said yes.
I said siamo pronti. Are we ready? Siamo pronti. Siamo means we are, because of my...
Okay, we'll fast forward a little bit.
So the first thing that we're going to do is, I'm going to write on the board.
This poor dude went through 7 markers. Nothing worked for him.
Was he hitting the whiteboard hard enough?
Yeah.
My God. Sounds like a woodpecker. Come on in.
Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. I got to write my name. I mean, what is that?
I would be so distracted if you two were in my class. Holy cow.
Un momento. I write on the board.
Presente. Presente. Assente.
Assente.
Va bene? Io ho detto c'è.
C'è.
Io ho detto, per esempio...
How many people are in the class?
Non like matto. Un esempio.
Big.
Un esempio. Sì. Presente, sì.
All right, let's fast forward.
See, if I was there, I'd be like, you got to start English and work me into Italian.
He did, though. He went through the whole alphabet with us.
Has the class started yet?
Is this the second day? Am I showing up late? Why is he already speaking Italian?
Oh, this is the alphabet, right?
Yes. Okay.
Good job, Loren. I heard you.
Yeah.
Okay, Giacomo, vieni. Prego.
So now he's asking people to come to the board and write stuff, too.
Oh, did you go up?
No.
Why? Hi, I'm Loren from the Manny Roy and Loren Show, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday.
Kiss 95.1. I'll do autographs after.
Can you tell me how to write Kiss 95.1 on the board?
Ah, you work there, huh?
Oh, wow, what a class. Good class here.
Whoa, who's this guy?
That's the superintendent came in to, like, tell us about the building and everything else, yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt Joe's Italian class. Italian. I got to remind the y'all ain't kiddies. I got to remind the adults on how we conduct business here at the high school.
I got to start things off with somebody parked in old Prince about John's spot.
So we have designated parking up in the back lot near Park of C. Yeah, white Jeep. It says Loren in the bottom corner.
Stormtrooper.
Oh, wow, what a class.
Get out. I'm paying for Italian.
I got 2 hours here, bud.
Classic.
Wasn't he just saying how big the class is?
Yeah.
I can't believe y'all actually paid for this.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, come on. What do you got to tell us?
What y'all want to learn Italian for?
Hey, don't you want to learn Spanish? Isn't that like the same thing?
It's right across the hall.
What, are we going to watch The Godfather next week?
I thought somebody had some spaghettis up in here. I thought I smelled some Italian food.
Call the teacher Luigi. No stereotypical. Hey, Luigi, give me a minute, huh?
He's
funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
I don't know
what he was doing there, but there was a point where he was trying to teach us like how certain like suffix translate. So he's writing stuff on the board, and I think we were doing like GY, and somebody like said zoology, and he was like, what is this word, zoology? Huh. Like it was cute.
And now the comedy stylings of your Italian teacher. That's awesome. Well, good for you taking the class. It sounds like you learned a lot last night.
Thanks. I mean, I tried to hang in there. I was really tired, so.
At the very least, go get your book.
I did. I downloaded it on my Kindle. Okay.
That's good. Now you can leave your Kindle at home and not have the book when you need it next Monday. All right. Watch Loren. We'll be doing an update every Tuesday at this time on our Italian class.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.